Welcome to Lisa Talks Love, your place to get real, get clear, and get ready for the love life you desire. Welcome, welcome, and today is the first episode. I am so happy that you're here with me today to join me for the launch of my podcast. It's been a long time coming, and I'm just finally excited to be here with you. And let's just jump right in. So today's topic, our launch topic, our premiere topic, our inaugural topic is the 5 non-negotiables in a romantic life partner. And the reason why that's the topic for today is that because on the last couple of programs that I've been a guest speaker, as well as running into former clients and speaking with colleagues, this is a topic that seems to keep coming up. Women really want to get some clarity about what should be non-negotiable, or what we sometimes call dating deal breakers, and when we're choosing a romantic life partner. And I really like to focus on it being the 5 non-negotiables in a romantic life partner, because there's just certain things that I really believe that we don't need to budge on. Things that we need to commit to and be honest about what we need in a partner. Now, this is not to go without saying that we're not going to look at who we get to be in partnership. We're never forgetting who we need to show up as a woman in our relationship through our dating and the courtship process throughout the lifetime. But this is the piece to understanding there are just certain things that we need to know that you need to create for yourself when you know that you're choosing that particular partner. There's just some things that are just not going to work for you. And a lot of the time, I keep it simple. I make it 5 because I like to say sometimes we see about, I don't know, anywhere from 1 to 5 red flags. So when you're creating these non-negotiables, you're going to start to see flags that let you know that 1 to 5 things may not fly with you. So as you see, or as you learn and connect and understand a person's character, their behavior, and how they treat you, you're going to start to understand, and things are going to begin to unfold in front of you about what those 5 non-negotiables are while you watch this person's actions towards you and the way they just carry themselves and interact with others. So I really want you to dive in and think about within you, how you want to be treated by this partner. How do you want them to act towards you, to speak to you, to connect with you, to even touch you? And I say this, when I say touch, I mean affection, simple, loving affection. And I also want you to think about how you feel about yourself when you're with this person. Like, how do you feel? Do you feel loved? Do you feel beautiful? Do you feel safe? Protected? Do you feel heard? Do you feel seen? Do you feel like they'd rather not be anywhere else but with you in that moment? And also, I really want you to think about how you think about yourself when you're with them, right? There's the how you feel, the piece I just covered, like, but also, like, are you feeling like your best self when you're there? Or are you feeling like you need to be someone else and put on airs and do a big, I want to impress this person, and you don't feel you can be who you truly are? Now, don't get me wrong. I really think we need to put our best foot forward and show up as our beautiful, authentic self. And obviously that takes time, right? You want to groom and take care of you. I'm never going to sit here and tell you not to take care of you. I really believe in self-care. And a huge portion of that is beautifying yourself in the way in which you feel best. So I really want you to take into account taking care of you, the care and keeping of you when you're with a partner. But I also want you to look at, do you feel like you need to be another person? Do you feel like you have the space to be who you really are when you're with him? Or with her, whatever is your preference, but recognizing that you get to recognize when you're not being who you are when you're with someone. And it's very important that you are being your authentic self in that process. And what are some of the things that you know you need from a partner? Right? And I'm talking about the natural things when you're with them. I think it's really important to know that you're able to communicate in a way that you feel your partner is receptive to you, that you're not holding back the things that you want to say. So the question is, do you feel you can speak your truth with this person? Do you feel that it's going to be welcome? Do you feel it's going to be an open opportunity for conversation, for some banter? And is there going to be a receptiveness and an accepting of, you know, the things you share? Now, it doesn't mean the person needs to agree with everything you say, right? There's that opportunity for, you know, for open conversation, to discuss new ideas, to learn from one another. But do you feel like when you share, you're being received? That there is this space to coexist as being an individual, not just being someone that's going to be there to just cooperate and behave accordingly, you know, to be part of the partnership. And are you giving him that same space? Are you giving your partner the same space to communicate? It's a two-way street. So I always want you to think about that. And is this person well-mannered? Right? A lot of the time we talk about etiquette. And yesterday I was on a call called Cultivating Freedom in Your Relationships. And one of the things that one of the ladies on the call brought up was like, well, there's certain things I don't want in a relationship. I don't want someone that's going to bite their nails and just have these weird habits. Like, I really don't want those things. So, you know, versus, you know, focusing on that specific thing, because I wouldn't want you to get in being in a negative space. We put so much energy in what we don't want that it actually shows up. What I would want you to do is to really look at how you can say, instead of specifically criticizing something that you don't want to show up and then have it show up, I want you to focus on, I want someone that has, you know, manners, good manners, healthy manners, a great social etiquette, can engage with me and see me and be receptive and open to who I am when I communicate with them, and also takes care of themselves, you know, is well-groomed, you know, is laid back also, right? We don't want someone coming up to us about our little habits, right? I always think about that. I always say, think about what you would want someone saying to you before we get so nitpicky, right? So really look at when you pick these non-negotiables, it's very important for it to be character traits versus personality types versus things you can check off on a resume. So I really want you to get, you know, clear need. So once again, when you pick those five non-negotiables, I really want you to hone into a space of how you feel around this person about yourself, how they make you feel about yourself. Do you feel you have the space to be who you really are and accepted? And look at how they're treating you and how they're carrying themselves when they're with you as well. So I hope that helps. I know that these things will change over time as we grow with our visions for love. And I want you to support you on that journey to really get centered and understand that it starts with getting great at feeling what it is you know that you need for yourself and giving yourself permission and the space to be free and authentic to who you truly are and celebrating that with a partner and choosing a partner that's open and accepting and nurtures that part of you as well as you with them. You've been listening to the Lisa Talks Love podcast with Lisa Velasquez. If you gained value from what you heard here today, please like this podcast, share it with your friends, and write your thoughts in the comments below. I'd love to hear from you. And if you're not already on my VIP list, go to lisatalkslove.com/VIP list and subscribe to gain access to my love advice and weekly podcast updates. And until next time, love by example.